You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros studio. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
What will the Supreme Court decide? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We're about to find out in the big Trump case, a decision coming this hour in the former president's claim he should be immune from prosecution for official acts taken while in office, which has delayed his federal trial on 2020 election-related charges.
During arguments, it was he should be immune from everything or he should be immune from nothing. You got to think the court is going to find some level of immunity for acts within office. And then how do you define an official act? Will the Supreme Court do that? Will they send it back to the lower court, which further delays this whole thing moving forward?
Fox's Shannon Bream also reports from outside the Supreme Court.
There are three other cases that are getting buried because of the immunity case.
And we'll also get those rulings this morning to close out this court's term. As he awaits the court decision, former President Trump posted on Truth Social this morning, President Biden's a cognitive mess, claiming that and his own great debate performance were reasons for the president's performance, which even many Democrats say was bad. Some suggested he drop out of the 2024 race, but now many are rallying around President Biden. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries tells MSNBC,
President Biden is a good man, an honorable man, and a hardworking family man. We're running against a con man who lied his way through the entire debate on Thursday.
The Biden family also urging the president to keep running. American military bases across Europe have been put on a heightened alert status.
A U.S. defense official tells Fox News the bases are on high alert for a possible terrorist attack. The official says the warning comes from credible intel that points to an attack within, quote, the next week or so, but it's not clear what the nature of the threat is.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 4, about to hit some Caribbean islands.
The highest risk of the core expected in St. Vincent, the Grenadines, and Grenada. Barbados has shut down the water system island-wide to protect critical infrastructure.
Fox Weather's Stephen Morgan. America's listening to Fox News.
If you had $1 million in 2009, today it would be worth less than $700,000. That's the effect of out-of-control government spending shrinking your hard-earned dollars. And it's why central banks and savvy investors are buying gold. For thousands of years, gold has withstood war, famine, and economic downturns. It's been a stalwart hedge against inflation and hyperinflation. And the company I, Buck Sexton, trust to help you diversify into gold is Birch Gold Group. For two decades, Birch Gold has helped concerned Americans convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can trust Birch Gold, too.
To learn more, text the word PROTECT to 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Again, text PROTECT to the number 989898 to protect your heart.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Mm.
How y'all all? Welcome, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us on a beautiful Monday. Appreciate everybody joining us today, both of y'all anyway. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. We are joining. And, you know, and you're going to laugh at me, but we are joined by John Carmouche. Now, John, this is watch how I'm going to label you. You're going to love this. He's the guy that helped get rid of oil and gas industry. John's going, oh, my God. But I got to ask John what we're going to talk about because your so-called book of Hostovia never told me a subject. So we're talking about our kids. We're talking about – anyway, well, welcome to the program.
Well, appreciate you thank you, Moon, and I appreciate you having me. The reason I'm here is because – and my family's actually in Destin on vacation, but I thought it was important today to come in your studio.
Are you crazy?
No, in your studio because, you know, you always say on your show, God first. And I listen to your show. I just want you to know that.
No, you put up with
God always says, treat your neighbors as yourself. And, you know, I heard for 3 days bashing me, but I have to be honest with you. You've never met me until today.
Never met you.
Never met my wife for 28 years.
Nope.
You never met my 4 kids.
Nope.
Who all went to LSU. So I'm here to not only straighten the record of not running jobs out of Louisiana, but I think, and to talk about why I think it's important that I was the right decision for the LSU board. And move what?
That's fair enough. Now I know where we're going.
Well,
okay,
what,
fair
and
enough.
What you don't, what the people don't tell you, and it only takes a little research to determine, is I've been a Republican for 20 years.
By the way, I'm not.
My wife's a Republican. My 4 kids are Republicans. All 4 of my kids could have gone to any school out of state. They all chose to go to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
I went to LSU. So, you know, all of this fake news that you're hearing, and I'm here to tell you that I feel bad for you because you hear from propaganda lobbyists for the oil and gas industry who are paid millions and millions of dollars, fake news and lies. And they want to be Trumpers. Well, you know, I stand for what Trump stands for. So to have them lie to you and give propaganda is just wrong. So let me tell you why I'm the right choice for LSU. Let me tell you about my family. My uncles and aunts were teachers their whole lives. My mama was a teacher. My cousin is on the school board today. Education means the world to me. And you say, well, how can you prove that? Well, I can prove it to you. I started out, I went to LSU. And rather than going out at night on Tuesday nights from 6 to 9, I graduated in business. I could have gone and took some PE class, I was told there was a special program where psychologists, and I didn't graduate in psychology, I graduated in business, that there was a special program that psychologists, and this was in the late 80s, where they wanted to study kids with autism to determine how they would best educate these kids and make them feel like any other students. I volunteered. Because I cared about educating kids. Mm-hmm. So I went every Tuesday night, 6 to 9, and I was the tutor. I was the guy in the room with the autistic kid. They had 17 psychologists behind and the mom, and I sat there, and they would tell me what to do so they could learn how to better treat autism and teach these kids. So I did that because I cared about kids. I want to throw out a dig, St. Nicholas Center in Lake Charles. That's a huge school for autism. I'm a supporter. Michelle Mudd has done a great job with all of her other people over there trying to educate these kids that are special people. And so that's one thing I've done. I graduated from Loyola Law School, went down to Donaldsonville, could have easily just worked and made money. I was asked to be a board member of the Marine Institute. Well, what is the Marine Institute? The Bush family started the Marine Institute. It's all over the country. And I think it's ideal for the state of Louisiana, and I've been a strong advocate of trying to get these troubled juveniles educated. We have to have our juveniles educated. So the Marine Institute, They started it where troubled kids that would get arrested, they would go to court. Mm-hmm. Normally, we lock them up, right? And we don't educate them in jail. And then they get out of jail, so and they don't graduate.
The Marine thing must be more like a boot camp.
No, idea. No. It's a school. They wanted to take, so the judge has a right to either send them to the juvenile detention or they can go to this school. They pick them up at 6 in the morning. They drop them off at 6 at night. They go all during the summer. They say, yes, sir, no, sir. They wear school clothes. Mm-hmm. They learn what it means to be educated, and they get experiences that they don't get at home. They get to drive on boats. They get to go fishing. They get to meet LSU players. It changes their lives rather than just getting caught up in this criminal aspect of life. And so I was on the board. Free. Didn't do it. For any money, I dedicated my time to educate these troubled kids so we can change society. And we can do that in Louisiana. And then they asked me to be, I was there a lot, so they asked me to be the chairman of the board. So, you know, I am a strong advocate of education. And so why am I right? Well, there's only been one meeting. I've been bashed by you and others, to be honest, that I'm a bad choice. Well,
I'm gonna tell you that in a minute.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Well, let's look at what happened after the first meeting. Okay, let's look at the first meeting. So before I cast a vote, before y'all know anything about what I stand for and how much I care about LSU, to me, LSU is and gonna be one of the best schools in the country. And I'm going to fight to make that happen. If you think I'm going to get on this board and just sit there and let this school and just take the benefits that come with it, you are sadly wrong. And let me tell you what happened. So LSU flew a LGBTQ flag, okay? Mm-hmm. The governor said that's not going to happen. I agree. LSU needs to be united, a united campus. I mean, that's what LSU, they're there for LSU. They got a privilege to go to that school. It reminds me of when I was just fortunate. Moon graduated from LSU. I think I'm the only graduating class that I know of, at least in my time, that was able to graduate in the LSU stadium. And it was the commencement speaker.
I was saved in that stadium at the Billy Graham Crusade. The first one, the only one. Yeah, me and my mom and dad and brothers and sisters, all of us. Even though we grew up Catholic, my daddy was a big Billy Graham guy, like really big Billy Graham. So when the Crusades would come on, everybody sat there for that hour with dad, mom, and the Crusades. Remember, they used to show 3 days a week or whatever it was, and that was kind of cool.
So the whole school graduated. It wasn't divided into certain sections. The whole school was there. And I was very fortunate to have a man that I admire, that I think have changed this country, and his name's Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
And Ronald Reagan spoke at my graduation. And when he came in, there were no boos. Everybody was clapping and excited to have him there. Mm-hmm. And I remember this like yesterday, because you know how he used to give those speeches. At the end of his speech, he paused. The whole stadium, the parents, the children, the graduates, dead silence. He leans to the mic and he says, "Hot boudin, cold koosh koosh. Mm-hmm. Come on, Tigers. Poosh, poosh, poosh." Everyone in that stadium united, stood up, mm-hmm. and clapped. That's what LSU stands for.
Yeah.
And then let's go to you talked about and you pounded on President Tate, right? So what was my vote? So I first meeting I go in, you'd think I'd be just this pushover. Well, you know, I've never really met President Tate, but I got to tell you, every business Republican in Baton Rouge called me in favor of Tate. Mm-hmm. So, hey, I go to the meeting. They said, we're going to extend his contract. I said, all right, well, let's look at it. So I looked at it, and he's not getting any raise. It's an incentive-based contract. So he has to make hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for LSU for him to make more money. Well, that's good, right? So it gives him an incentive. I'm for that. And my statement was, but hold on, guys. You have a buyout clause for without cause. Now, what if we don't have a penalty clause in here? What if President Tate doesn't achieve what LSU stands for? What if President Tate doesn't do the right thing to make this university the best in the country? There's nothing in this contract. I was told, well, John, hold on. There is a with clause. I said, where's the definition? There's a with clause with no buyout. So I said, what you're telling me that next year, if President Tate does not achieve the goal that we stand for and makes this university the number one university in the country, he's gone. Yes. So I was the only Republican on the panel that actually, when we went on the record, I said I wanted on the record. That was an executive session. I could have easily not said something. But I wanted on the record President Tate to understand, because he wasn't in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted him to hear it from me. I'm going to hold you accountable. This university is too important. It means too much to our kids. I had four kids to go there, and so I held him accountable.
Okay, got to take a break. His name is John Comer. Somebody said, Moon, are you there? Or are you running the tape? I've never let him, but I wanted to give a story because everybody has a story about who they are, who they believe they are. I'll tell you why, right here sitting with me, why I don't think you were the right choice. Okay. It's real simple, and it's got to do with the politics of what happened in the past, not what's happening now. Let me take a break. His name is John Comer. He's a trial lawyer. We'll take a break and be right back and visit with
trial.
When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Causing fights.
Let's go. How y'all all? Well, hey, you ain't got a nickname yet, but I may give you one. I work with Roy, see if he can help you get one. Anyway, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. LSU Board member is my friend right here, Mr. John Comer. All right, John, so you mentioned all the things personal, and I think everybody has a personal story. I do, and you should be commended for what you've done in your life. And everybody, except for the guy over there, Roy, he probably ain't got none, but everybody can talk about that. I don't know you personally. It was never personal. It's a fact of watching the state for 31 years freaking be last in everything. Understand where I'm coming from. It's the big picture. So when I think of John Comer, and you're going to get to the oil and gas stuff, I think about the guys because the big companies, they over there, I don't care what anybody said, they left. The big companies left. And it hurt the small guy because I run into people every single day that go, I'm working in Texas now, man. They run it. Everybody's over there. I can't get a job over here doing it all in gas like I can in Texas. So that part of it bothers me because one of the things I talk about a lot is we don't have any jobs here. And if we run out the jobs and that we do have and the companies we do have, we're not doing justice. I think that's an injustice to the people, okay? But here's a lot of problems that I have. Number one is a system here, and I think you're part of that system, okay? You may not think you are, but I think you are. And the part of the system I'm talking about is a system that wants to keep Louisiana last because we don't move anything. I talk to the lawyers, it's all the insurance company's fault. Talk to the insurance companies, all the lawyers' fault, okay? You know, you support a lot of, you supported John Bel Edwards. I thought Bel Edwards was one of the worst governors we ever had. I mean, one of the worst I've ever seen in my life. What got better with him? Well, nothing. The roads are still a disaster, $15, $18 billion backlog. The schools are getting better probably because of Brumley, but they were really, really 40th, 45th, 50th the whole time. Our migration is a problem. Nobody in the system wants to fix it because they don't do anything to fix it. We don't have any tax reform. Insurance rates are outrageous. If we want to blame the insurance companies, just keep blaming them because I watch the billboards. By the way, I ain't seen none of yours yet. I know you're not that type lawyer. Understand, I'm putting you in a bubble. And I'm seeing the system. So every commercial I watch, insurance companies are a piece of crap. If I was an insurance company, I'd get the hell out of here. Okay? So what's happening is we have a system now that just a few people are involved in. Only a few people are making money. People are leaving. Now older people are leaving to go to be with the kids and the grandkids because the system won't change anything. They won't change anything to do with jobs, tax reform, nothing. Bel Edwards comes in, and because of storms and things of that nature, you know, we had money. We didn't have money because he did anything where he raised about $7 billion worth of taxes. And this was one of your guys, some of these same people that you support, okay? Y'all went after David Vitt. Is Gumbo Pack yours?
No.
Okay. Gumbo Pack, I was told you were part of. Okay. You never gave a penny?
So never gave a penny. So
that's, okay, first of all, I'm going to correct that. So, because if you never gave a penny, I thought it was the most filthiest, nastiest, trashiest pack I've ever seen.
So I got a.
You didn't have anybody in your company give money?
No. I got a nickname for you. Mr. Hayride, who's on your show a lot, everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie, so I'm going to call him Pinocchio Hayride, okay? Pinocchio on your show said that in 2015, I was the largest contributor to Gumbo Pack. I didn't give a dollar to the Gumbo Pack.
Okay. And you say, I will correct him on that, too.
And you say, I was a big supporter of John Bel. That's not true. John Bel would pound me saying I wasn't because what I saw in this state, and I want you to know, and I'm going to show you how I'm going to change this state. This state needs to be changed. But what I saw was a man with the not morals of Louisiana and David Vitter. And if you sit here and if you can tell me you believe truthfully in what he stands for.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going. I cannot argue that. But that was 15 years old. And number two, you supported Bel Edwards, who, by the way, John, listen to me. Bel Edwards tried to get boys to go in girls' bathrooms. They had to go override a veto. In the last 2 years or last year, he tried to get where they could have operations on kids under 18 years of age. Under 18 years and remove their sex organs. That was the governor.
And I disagree with every policy. I'm pro-gun. I'm pro-life.
You just came at me with bitter and how bad of a person he is. How's Bel better? Because look what he did.
But I didn't. I'm not a big supporter of John Bell's policies. That's what I'm telling you. I went after Vitter. That should have helped Scott Angel. So what I did, his next election, what do you want me to do? I have a man, a businessman, who's never met anything and didn't do any research on these coastal lawsuits. He's saying I'm going to kill the coastal lawsuits. Well, there's two choices, okay? The oil companies can pay for damages, real and provable damages that they caused, or the taxpayers can pay. So I wasn't, say, for John Bel, But I'm not going to let a businessman come in and destroy the coast of Louisiana and make the citizens of Louisiana pay.
How do you figure he was going to destroy the coast?
He came out and said it. That was political.
He was going to stop the coastal lawsuit.
He was going to dismiss every coastal lawsuit that had been in court for 10
years. I got to take a break,
years.
But he can't do that. He couldn't do that. He had the power to do that. All right, let's take a break. John Carmouche is his name. We'll take a break and come back. I just told you why I think you're part of that system. You got to prove to me that you're not, because that's nobody. If you did, you would get these lawyers to change some of the stuff we're doing. We'll be right back. Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning. Two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Schumacher Homes that features four beds and 2.5 beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Here's another
This hour of the Moon Graffone Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffone Show. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. You can always email me, moon@moongraffone.com, moon@moongraffone.com. All right. Now, I told you why I thought that you were part of the system. And look, I'm being sincere, unless you can change my mind. One other thing, just a couple of things. Judicial hellhole. That don't bother y'all. That don't bother y'all. That's a national. Rather, you say, oh, with most of the law, I had Digger Earls on there. Oh, they make up stuff and all that. I said, yeah, but it goes out nationally. You got to admit, most people, because that's what you're telling me. Well, you heard this and you heard that. Most people read that and go, well, Louisiana's not the place to do business. All companies have left. Insurance companies won't come. Nationwide is on your side, except in Louisiana. And I'm just saying, all that, does that ever bother when you look at stuff like that?
It does bother.
John?
And I'll tell you why. Because you say Louisiana needs to change, and I agree with you. And I promise you, on the LSU board, I'm going to make changes. And if I don't change something you like, you call me, because I am there to change. I'm not
you might have lied.
I want to make it clear. I'm not a trial lawyer. That's another Pinocchio statement. So I quit the Trial Lawyers Association.
You don't do what they do.
No, I know. There's an association. You got to remember, there's Lobby Association, there's Trial Lawyers Association. I quit that association 15 years ago because I didn't like their policies. I mean, there has to be a change. We can't get business in this state if we don't change. So how do we change? If I would have been in the legislature and not have been a trial lawyer, I'd have put the test to the insurance companies. And I heard everybody talk about, what's the insurance fault? Well, let's do this. I'd have stood up and said, hey, guys, I agree to every tort reform bill you're trying to pass. However, the insurance company is going to sign a contract right now. First year, we get a 5% reduction.
They ain't going to do that.
Second year, 10%. Next year, because then they're not telling the truth. They don't want to put the money where their mouth is.
Let me ask you a question, though. When they start throwing out insurance companies make so much money, if that was true in Louisiana, they'd be knocking down the door. Would you agree with that? Why aren't they knocking down the door to come here, John?
We need to change.
Okay. We need to change. Let's talk about a solution just on this and we'll move on. Don't you think the trial lawyers and the insurance companies and the politicians ought to go in a room, close the door, and don't leave? Because here's the problem. The bottom line is I get the calls from the truck companies going, I can't pay this. This is outrageous. And they're moving. See, so everything I put you in, follow me, and I told you that earlier, was in the system of just accepting what it is. I'll make my money. I don't care what happens to everybody else. And if you tell me I'm wrong, that's fine. But prove to me that I'm wrong, that you're not part of that system. Okay. Because the oil and gas people think you are.
Okay.
Insurance companies think, not you. Let me back up. Lawyers in general, they're all in the system, John.
First, we need to change. But let me go through that, what the oil companies are saying about me running jobs out of business and why it's not true. And I heard the other day, and I'm here.
You just said the big companies left.
No, but hold on.
Okay.
That we're running jobs out because of these lawsuits, okay? And you mentioned, and you talk about him a lot, Don Briggs, and I don't know the man personally, and I'm not here to attack him personally.
He's passed
May
away.
May he rest in peace. Okay. I know that. Okay. So I don't want the audience to know that. I'm not here bashing Don Briggs, but it's a fact, okay? He was the one that for 10 years told the legislature that the lawsuits and the coastal lawsuits would run out of jobs. Well, if Don Briggs was under oath, Moon, I mean, and he would, you know him, he would tell the truth, right?
I guess he would. I mean, I think he would.
Well, he was put under oath, okay? And I'm going to read from his deposition what he says. Question, do you have any evidence that any company considers Louisiana legal climate and deciding whether they will drill for oil and gas in Louisiana? No. Is it your opinion that oil and gas companies are leaving Louisiana because of the threat of lawsuits? Yes. Which oil companies have left Louisiana because of lawsuits? I don't know. Do you have any facts or data to support your opinion? No. Is it your belief that oil and gas companies are not coming to Louisiana because of the threat of lawsuits? Yes. Which oil companies have decided not to drill in Louisiana because of the threat of lawsuits? I don't know. This man's in charge of the oil and gas in Louisiana. Do you have any facts or data to support your opinion? No.
Well, John, when I asked you a while ago, I said they left. You said they did. I just asked you the question. You said they left.
They left because they're done here. They're not making any more money here. So that's why they left.
You think the legal part has nothing to do why they left. The reason why I asked that is because Don Briggs said here, did the same thing you're talking about, except he said, I got two people that want to invest in oil and gas. $1 billion investment. I moved here in 14, I don't know, 16, whatever. And he said, they're not coming because Edwards, the governor, is getting the parishes to go sue the oil companies.
I'm going to get to that solution. But the same man, you're wrong, because the same man that you just mentioned, he was asked this question. Give us a name of an oil company that has refused to do business in Louisiana because of lawsuits. I don't know any. Do you have any facts or data anywhere else? No. So you would agree with me, you have no facts or data to support that. That's correct. Can you name any wells that were not drilled because of lawsuits? No. And I can go on and on and on.
But that's the only one you got that said that?
No. So
I'm asking.
So after that, it gets interesting. So after that, after the Don Briggs deposition, they figured, hell, we need an economist. Let's go to the Coastal Energy Center of LSU, which if you look at the sponsors, 95% of them are big oil. Okay? So they hire this guy named David Dismukes, who's an economist, to come up with a plan, right, to say these lawsuits are running business out of Louisiana. So he did a report for him. So I said, well, maybe he needs to go under oath because half the facts he's saying in his document that the oil companies now want to rely upon are not true. So I tried to serve him for a deposition. It was in a case, legitimate deposition. The defendants were arguing that economy was going to hurt. So I figured, hell, if he's telling the truth, let's take his deposition. He dodged service. So under the law, I hired a private investigator to go serve him at his office. He walks in. He sees his car there. The secretary says he's not here. Guy goes outside, Dismukes had heard about the subpoena, and he was scared to give his deposition. He runs out the back door, gets in his car.
A real man.
The private investigator goes behind his car, and Dismukes rams into his car. Here's the police report right here. So the economist that they hired is scared to go under oath because he knows he's lying. So every time they turn to something, but let's talk about solutions, Moon. And let's talk about the coastal lawsuit.
They did leave, and the governor did say to the parishes, if y'all don't sue, we will. I don't care what you say, what facts you got. That doesn't look good for a state that oil and gas was our bread and butter for life, for a governor like Bill Edwards to do what he did.
And I agree. And you know why? Because I want to change Louisiana. My whole goal in filing any of these lawsuits, I represent the Roman Catholic Church. I represent 95% of large Republicans in Louisiana. But let's talk about the parishes.
By the way, so don't tell me about Republicans. I'm not impressed.
So hold on.
Roy, what you laughing at? You probably in no party like me.
Do we change the state of Louisiana?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Because I want you to know. I want an economic balance, and I'm going to state this. Drill, baby, drill. Okay?
Before you say that, though, it's not just you. We've got a lot of other people around you. We got attorneys. We got insurance companies. The loser in all this is the people. I don't care if you think the oil and gas companies are lying, and I don't care if you think the insurance companies got deep pockets.
They're not lying.
John,
this is how
lawyers got deep pockets here, and that's growing here. Can you name one law firm, one big law firm that left Louisiana yet?
Well, I think Digger Earl said his daughter left.
Oh, God. No, Digger Earl, when I threw that to Digger Earl, here's another question for you. But that's a good one. I'm going to get you to answer this. We'll come back. We'll talk about a solution.
All right.
Okay. So when these billboards, and Digger, I got him on this, and I'm going to throw it at you. So when I see all these billboards, Get Her Done's really bad at it. But anyway, I guess he's next. But anyway, I won $1 billion. I won a $2 billion. I won $500 million. I won this, and I won that. Okay? And you put that on a commercial. Now, I'm making you defend your whole industry now. When you put that on a commercial, I'm saying you do it, but it's done. When they say we want $1 billion for the clients, is that not a gigantic, gigantic exaggeration on what you want for your client? Because there's expense and there's an attorney fee, which could be 33% to 50% or whatever it is. That's kind of a deceiving way to tell people, hey, look, here I am. And I think that's really costing us big time in this state. Because if I was an insurance company and I came in and I watched that and I wanted to look at Louisiana, I'd get the hell out of here. That's a deterrent in the business that y'all in. Y'all. I didn't say you. Y'all in. But how do you answer that?
But change it. I mean, those lawyers don't make the rules, right? They got to follow ethical rules.
But they fight the rules. They fight the change.
Well, then somebody's
John, the change I'm talking about, your own firm, they've all stepped up and said, we don't need this. We don't need to do this.
But, hey, let's stand up and fight. I mean, let's stand up and change. Hey, I'm going to change Louisiana. I promise you.
And you have to lead the charge against one of the bad things that's going on right now, the litigation. Because, like I said, you can't. That guy Don Briggs couldn't name an oil company that did it, but you can't name a law firm that said, "Hey, I'm out of Louisiana. We can't make no money here."
But Moon, you hit a good point. Why don't the insurance companies, the lawyers, and the politicians? That's the problem with the United States, and that's the problem with Louisiana. We'd rather fight instead of solve problems for Louisiana to make changes.
But y'all got
to
be.
We have to sit in the room.
You can't run all these commercials pounding insurance companies that they're the richest people in the world.
I don't run commercials.
But let me tell you something.
I don't run commercials.
But the one thing we know is all companies, they got deep pockets. And you guys go after the deep pockets guy. And I believe the chemical plants would be next. I got to believe they protected somewhat a little bit different than all companies.
This is why you're wrong, and this is the solution, okay?
Hold your thought. Right. I got to take this break. Right. Roy, while I'm wrong, he's going to offer me the solutions. I want to hear that. John Carmouche is his name. We're going to hold him to the last segment. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. This is
Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com.
Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill, Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
When the power goes out.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can always email me, moon at moongriffon.com. One more segment, John Carmouche, who's been accused of running all the oil and gas industry out here. I'm throwing it out there, John. You keep saying that, people can start believing it. They believe it already. But you said you wanted to correct me or you wanted to fix. Go ahead.
I want to talk about a solution. First, I want to talk about why they're going to Texas and Oklahoma. Texas and Oklahoma had... We have disposal waste like no other state because of our politicians, and that's why it needs to change. I can show you document after document of people being bribed for disposal in Louisiana. Edwin Edwards, helicopter guy, all of these guys that get to that capital, to get to the Office of Conservation, that's oil and gas people that are taking bribes. I mean, that's in the past. That's not now, okay, and it had been probably in the last 10, 15 years. But we talk about history. So how Texas didn't have that. Texas doesn't have the contamination. So this is what we have to do.
They also changed a lot of their laws now.
No, they changed.
Over 20 years, they changed.
But they don't have the pollution. So why are we losing jobs, and what's the change to bring oil and gas back to Louisiana? People don't want to come back if there's a liability cloud hanging over. We have a lot of pollution in this state. And so how can you get a company to come accept liability of pollution that they didn't cause? And let me tell you, Moon, the big oil companies, they are going after these independents. Not me, not my clients. It's the big oil. Because
can I ask you a question? Or big oil didn't put all these wells.
Big oil.
And a lot of the landowners got money, and part of the deal was they were supposed to fix the land, yet they never fixed the land. No, I'm talking about individuals.
The landowner wasn't supposed to fix the land. The contract, this contract's law has been in Louisiana since 1808. It says restore the property to its original condition minus
but
no
there
wear
were people,
and tear.
You're going to tell me, because I'm going to go back and check this, I think I'm right. Some people took the money and didn't fix the land. They were supposed to fix the land, not just the oil companies, but the oil companies that put every well out there.
I'm aware of one person you can mention, Corbella, and I don't know if that's true or not, but they changed the law. Not one landowner can get money. I represent the Vermilion Parish School Board. We've been fighting for 20 years, So the way to change the law, I'm going to get back to Vermilion Parish School. I think this is important on the solution. If we get together, we can relieve the entire Gulf Coast of liability. And that's what Shell did. That's what Shell wanted to do. Shell could have moved to Houston. They built a new building in New Orleans. If we relieve the liability, then independents can come and can't be held responsible for something they didn't cause. I mean, imagine if you wanted to open a business. You're going to go open a business on polluted land? You can't get a loan from the bank.
But, John, a lot of our problem is the tax reform, liability, insurance. They won't come for a lot of reasons. Education. That's why I told you earlier about the good old boy network that I feel like you're part of is because you helped. You're talking about these things as we need to fix them. But if you've been trying to do this for 10 or 20 years to fix them, and if you are, I hadn't seen that. That's why I'm asking.
Right. I'm fixing it because every lawsuit I file on a landowner's property, there's a cleanup, and I'll give you a prime example. In North Louisiana, where there were 30 disposal pits with trash, toxic waste in these pits, we filed a lawsuit. The oil companies, we made them. We didn't take the money and run. We made them clean up the property to get the contamination off the property. Within 3 years, since there's no liability on that property, Denbury built a $40 million plant. So I know it's true, but we can change Louisiana. We can make this liability go away and drill, baby, drill. Let's go. But we got to take the opportunity to make the change.
Louisiana has another problem. It's called changing the rules of the game in the middle of the game. That's been our problem for a long time in every subject. So what you're talking about sounds good, but in reality, that's not happening all over the place. It's just not, John. And they look at the lawsuit climate in this state. I know you don't do the trial lawyers and the cars and all that stuff, but even in your case with oil and gas, they're convinced this is not the place. You got to go convince them that what y'all doing is wrong because they're not convinced that John Carmouche is a friend to oil and gas. You keep saying drill, baby, drill, but they're not convinced that you're a friend at all.
Well, I have conversations, and I think we all need to sit down. If we resolve the liability, they can drill, and I promise you, they're not held responsible for the party. But look, I think we both agree. We got a governor that wants change. He's accomplished more.
No, I think Jeff's going to do a great job. I don't like some of his LSU board appointees.
Hey,
I got a question. This is the only question people said. I said, John Carmichael should come on. You know the only biggest question I got to ask about you being on the board? Mm-hmm. Ask him if he's going to get the Middleton Library back. The name, they paid for it, they bought it. Because of all the woke stuff going on, that name was removed. Is that something you have an opinion? I'm asking because I've been asked.
Look. Changing the name of a library is not on the top of my list. What's on the top of my list is this, okay?
And a lot of people are upset about
that. No, I know, but I'm upset that we can't get students from out of state to come because when these students come visit LSU, they go to Tigerland, and we got a housing project where their kids are going out. It's got to change. The state, LSU, private equity, we need to buy that out. We need to knock it down. We need to build new dorms. I mean, have you ever been in a Miller dorm in these girls' dorms? It's terrible.
No, but
it's terrible.
If they catch me in a Miller dorm with the girls, I don't know how this radio program.
My daughter lived there. But let's put the library name aside and let's change. I'm not saying it shouldn't be done.
If you had an opinion on it.
We have to make LSU attracted. When people come, they don't have to worry about their kids with crime to be killed while they're going out. So that's the changes I want to make. And look, I agree with the governor. I think the money, where we get it from? Civil servants. You know people work in Louisiana we can't fire? You imagine going to a company.
They changed that 20 years ago.
It's terrible. You know the highest paid employee in Louisiana is the person selling T-shirts on the bottom of the Capitol? $273,000 a year. They've been there for 50 years because they can't be retired and they can't be fired. That's the money we need for higher education to make Louisiana and LSU
John, great. Let me say this. I hope you prove me wrong. Listen to all the gas. I'm watching the system. And if you're a system guy, nothing's going to change. I'm just telling you. And that's why if you ever hear me say you beat up on you like you said, it's not beating up on you. I told you what my disagreement was. And I know that when people look at the climate and the judicial climate and the lawyers and all that stuff that's going on here, businesses don't want to run here. And everything we own, we last or we first, depending on what good or bad, it just doesn't look good. And so we don't change anything. I've been doing this for 31 years. We don't change because we don't change. Yogi Bear, you know? And over till it's over, we don't change because we don't change.
Well, I can promise you this, and this is why I wanted to come to the show looking. I'm not a systems guy. and I'm going to change.
No, I want
I'm
you.
A fighter.
Show me you're I'm not a fighter. System guy, because that's the guys you. I think have changed something.
And that's who I am, and so thank
you're welcome
you for
back
having
anytime.
Me on the show. Thank you.
God bless.
It.
Be careful you hang out with. Just saying. All right. Got to get out of here. More to come. Moon Graffon Show. Don't go nowhere. We'll take a break. Be right back. News Talk 96.5 KPEL Brobridge Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
This is a Fox News alert. We have the Trump Supreme Court ruling. I'm Dave Anthony. It's a 6-3 decision that the former president just told Fox Digital is a big win for our Constitution and democracy. The justices ruled former presidents do have absolute immunity for official acts, but not for anything unofficial, leading to this question.
How do you decide an official act versus an unofficial act? Because that's going to be critical, having now said the president does have an absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority.
Fox's Shannon Bream outside the Supreme Court, which sends this Trump case back to the lower courts. The former president's lawyer, Alina Haba, tells Fox.
It will, in my opinion, slow down Jack Smith's persecution and selective prosecution.
He's the special counsel whose attempt to try the former president on 2020 election interference federal charges may be delayed till past the 2024 election. There were also other rulings as the court finished this term. One of them puts Florida and Texas laws on hold that regulated social media, limiting how Facebook, TikTok, and other companies regulate user content. Now, before the immunity ruling, former President Trump took swipes at President Biden on Truth Social, calling him a bad guy and a cognitive mess who failed in last week's debate. Many Democrats admit that the president's performance was bad.
Close advisors and family are urging President Biden to stay in it after a meeting over the weekend at Camp David. The president's children and grandchildren spent Sunday with him for a long-planned photo shoot, but it came as Democrats worried about their prospects in November, and some in the party openly calling for a new nominee.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Hurricane Beryl is even stronger. It now has 140-mile-an-hour maximum winds as the storm moves through some windward islands in the Caribbean. St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Barbados, and the Grenadines among them. America's listening to Fox News.
If you had $1 million in 2009, today it would be worth less than $700,000. That's the effect of out-of-control government spending shrinking your hard-earned dollars, and it's why central banks and savvy investors are buying gold. For thousands of years, gold has withstood war, famine, and economic downturns. It's been a stalwart hedge against inflation and hyperinflation, and the company I, Buck Sexton Trust, to help you diversify into gold is Birch Gold Group. For two decades, Birch Gold has helped concerned Americans convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can trust Birch Gold, too.
To learn more, text the word PROTECT to 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Again, text PROTECT to the number 989898 to protect your hard-earned savings.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Still rolling in here about the General Mouton Library. Anyway, appreciate you joining us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Island. I do have one question, and I didn't catch it until now, because I asked him specifically about giving money to Gumbo Pack, and he said they never gave. I'm in him, his law firm, or whatever. So I am reading campaign finance report, okay, contributions. If I get this wrong, he can call back. Talbot, Carmouche, and Marcello, 17405 Perkins Road, Baton Rouge. On 12/31/2018, gave $20,000 to Gumbo Pack, the filthiest, nastiest. I'm reading it right off the report. Talbot, Carmouche, and Marcella, 17402 Perkins Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 12/31, gave $180,000 to the Gumbo Pack. Talbot, Carmouche, and Marcello, 17405 Perkins Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 10/22/2019, gave $25,000 to the Gumbo Pack. $225,000 to Gumbo Pack, and I asked him about Gumbo Pack and said they never gave the Gumbo Pack. The man said right in, I asked him about Gumbo Pack. Nah, had nothing to do with it, wasn't mine, never gave to it. Oh, man. Gee whiz. You can't win no matter who you talk to. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on one thing. That is, let's see what happens with change. I mean, if you gave money to Gumbo Pack, this is the records I'm reading right here. This is the contribution. He said neither him or his firm gave the Gumbo Pack. And, John, if you're going down the road, listen, I'm just looking at the contributions. Because, you know, nobody knows everything. That's why we ask questions. But I asked specifically about the nasty, filthiest, no-account Gumbo Pack. I said, I would never understand that. David Vitter was immoral. Fine. John Bellet was what? Bellboy what? Let me repeat that again. According to campaign finance report on Gumbo Pack, on a question I asked Mr. Carmouche, contributions, Talbot, Carmouche, and Marcello. Maybe that's not him. 17405 Perkins Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 12/31/2018. The law firm of Talbot, Carmouche, and Marcello gave $20,000 to Gumbo Pack. He just said they didn't. Talbot, Carmouche, and Marcella, 17405 Perkins Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Date, 12/31. Amount given, $180,000. The Gumbo Pack. The most nasty, filthiest, trashiest pack I've ever seen. Talbot, Carmouche, and Marcella, 17405 Perkins Road, 10/22. 2019, another $25,000. But he didn't know they gave it. That was the question I asked. Look, the problem with all this stuff is nobody wants to fix it. And if we wanted to fix it, somebody would be doing something about it. But I wanted Mr. Carmouche to know that it ain't just not about him not being on the board. I'm worried that, I mean, Lee Mallett ought to not be on the board no matter what happens. That's just a fact. As far as the General Middleton question, everybody asked me. I wish I'd have asked that question earlier because I could have asked it a bunch. Let's see. Somebody just wrote me. Louisiana record trial attorney spent $1.1 million influence outcome of gubernatorial race September 30th, 2015. John Carmouche, a named partner in Baton Rouge based Talbot Carmouche and Marcello law firms, the only contributor to Louisiana Water Coalition PAC. The record reveal Carmouche gave the PAC $600,000 cash. By the way, he was honest about it. He said he didn't like Vitter and that he wanted Vitter out more than he wanted Edwards in. And by the way, I've talked to other lawyers that said the same thing. Of this Louisiana Water Coalition, Carmouche was listed as the only donor. Okay, I said all this not to beat up on John. I didn't want to be sound like a generally nice guy. I said this because I'm just telling y'all the system doesn't benefit. The system doesn't benefit you and me. They just don't. It doesn't benefit the average person. We could talk about law firms. And we could talk about insurance. We could talk about that all day. We can. I'm just saying. We can talk about all we want to, but nobody wants to change anything because the system is benefiting a few people, and those few people are powerful positions. It's benefiting a lot of the people and not benefiting everybody. It's not. All these years of being here, everybody, this is the, I'm going to tell you this. Everybody, by the way, I'm not talking about John Coleman, I'm talking about everybody. Okay, everybody that wants this state to stay the same is doing everything they can to keep it like it is. And it's another thing. Everybody for 31 years has made up excuses. They all, every one of them, white, black, green, yellow, can justify what they're doing. And that's the problem. That means we got so much damn pride nobody wants to admit that maybe we might be part of the problem. Maybe we need to change something here. I'm just telling you. Everybody has a case. You can put anybody. You put Bill Evans on. He make a case. His governorship was good. It was horrible. It sucked. It was terrible. What Bill did to us. Everybody's got a case. And everybody defends everything we're doing, yet education. Now, we moved up some, but we were 49th to 50. Roads, 50th. Highest sales tax. One of the only red state that's out-migrating people. Insurance we can't afford. We don't have the jobs, so people are leaving. We can't afford, I mean, but everybody said, just leave it like it is. Don't change anything. That's what blows my mind. And everybody that we talk to, judicial hellhole, we stay in the top five or six or seven every year. And you know what they start off with? Coastal litigations continue to drain state resources. That's what John does. Judicial misconduct appears to run rampant across the state. Of the investigation continues into a massive scheme to defraud commercial truckers, insurance, and insurers in Louisiana courts. State court also opened a floodgate to COVID-19 litigation not permitted elsewhere. Everybody, it just blows my mind, and that's why I say it. I look at the system, and the system lends a helping hand to whoever will get involved in the system. And it's like we're defending the system. We're defending what trial lawyers or lawyers are doing. We just defend them. We defend what municipalities are doing. And we keep defending everything, the status quo. You want to know why nothing changes. I mean, that blows my mind. But look, he'll always, Mr. John Carmuse will always be welcome. Like everybody else, open microphone to people that are public figures. Whether you disagree or agree with the good-looking host. Always. And we can talk, we can fight, we can cry, we can bicker, we can laugh. Because I'm always going to laugh. You know, I stand by my say. I think some of the board picks on the LSU board shouldn't have been. I'm sticking with that. I'm not moving on that. Now, I'm just like them. I ain't moving either. I just don't think we've done enough to head the state in the right direction or change it. You talk to the oil and gas people, and John's right. He's the devil to them. They talk about it. As far as Don Briggs going, I'd have never let somebody take a deposition if I didn't know exactly what they know what questions are coming. But if you're going to sit here and say litigation's hurting you, you got to be able to rally off the companies that said this and why they're leaving. It's an interesting task we have in front of us. All right, I got an open line for you. If you would like to comment, 844-766-6607 is the number. It's the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
Only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grading and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grading, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Renee Girard.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. It's the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline if you'd like to be part of the program. And I, by the way, I did send information to Mr. Carmuse to say, hey, here's the information. Did he lie on the program? About did he or his firm give money to Gumbelpack, nastiest, filthiest, no account, trashy organization? According to this, $225,000. I'm just and they had their own pack as well. But I just the system, man, the system. Until somebody proves to me they're not a system person, I just don't believe them until they prove to me they're not a system person. System people do not want the state to change. System people thinks we're doing great. Okay? That's what system people do. They just stick to the guns and never try to change anything. We'll see. Now, give them the benefit of the doubt on the LSU board. Tate signed a new contract. I don't know if I think it's a 3-year deal. I don't know if it's guaranteed or whatever. But the LSU president, the Middleton, General Middleton Library, is still a debacle for a lot of people. And by the way, John Carmouche was not on the board when any of that went down. He can't be blamed for any of that. Can't even be challenged on that. He was not there. Okay, he was not there, so it's, you can't say anything about that. But we'll see what happens. He's only won them one meet. They did vote to bring Tate back, which, you know, maybe he's doing a great job. Maybe they think that he's doing a great job at LSU. Maybe he is. That's something I hadn't followed a whole lot. But the Dr. Middleton thing has bothered people ever since it's happened. All right, let's take a phone call or two. Let's go to Mac in West Monroe. Mac, how you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, Moon. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I got a loaded question for you. I know your answer before I ask it, but what's your take on defunding the police?
Defunding the police? Dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my whole life.
Yes. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. But here's my twist on the question. There's a couple of bills that have gone through the legislature recently. Senator Alan Seatbaugh sponsored one of them, and it's to defund police retirement, basically. So, I realize we're talking apples and oranges here.
Let me stop you. I'll be glad to ask him about it. My gut feeling is going to be, since I know Alan... Okay, since I know Alan, I'm going to be shocked if that's what that does. I'm not saying you're wrong, by the way. But I can get Alan to talk about it and see what he did or what he was trying to do, because I don't have that sitting in front of me, and you're going to get me to lying. But defunding the police is stupid.
The Senate bill is, I believe it was 512, and that's the one I'm speaking about in particular. There was a House bill. It may have been 42 or 52. I'm not sure. But I can tell you, when you dig and get out into the nuts and bolts of them, you got to look at what they're doing. I mean, it's not just on the surface. You really got to dig in there. And it's going to hurt retirement for police officers. And we're already ranked number 48th in the country on pay scale for law enforcement in the whole country.
Let me tell you what I'll do. I'm going to check it real quick. Let me take this other call because I only got a second. All right, John Carmouche called back in. John, according to these reports, y'all gave money. What's the story?
Well, Moon, as you recall, the question was, Hayride said I supported and funded the entire gumbo packet 2015 when John Bell ran for governor.
That's not what I asked you. No. I asked you, did y'all ever support gumbo pack, you or your firm? And that was my direct. You spread it off to the Hayride.
In 2015, and what I answered your question is, I had no choice to be against Mr. Rasponi because he was going to kill Louisiana
the Gulf Coast. But you said you never supported Gumbo Pack. You never gave. That's how I got the tape to play it. I don't want to go there.
That's not true.
I asked you straight up, John.
I said I did not fund the gumbo pack to get John Bell elected in 2015. Go back and read it. I have no problem with my integrity and me telling the
you
truth.
Gave gumbo
I
pack money.
I had to be. I gave gumbo pack money in 2019.
I know what he did.
Rasponi, because he was going to kill the entire coast of Louisiana and makes taxpayers pay.
Moon, let me tell you something. There are CPARA projects that are going forward right now, $71 million to plug oil and gas wells, canals, that the taxpayers are paying for. I couldn't let Mr. Rasponi come in and destroy something that's going to change Louisiana. I couldn't. So
You brought up Scott. I didn't. I asked you if you gave money to Gumbo Pack. You went around to answer. Show.
No, I didn't. No, I did not go around to answer. Right. I told you exactly what I did.
Well, I think you answered something I didn't ask because you were more worried about Scott McKay than you were with the question I asked you. I just want to know if you gave money to him.
I was worried to clear up the truth that I wasn't supporting Gumbo Pack to get John Bell elected. I told you what I did. Right. I told you David Vitter. That's the truth. I'm for the system to change the system. I know how to do it.
I gotta go. Thanks. We gotta go. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, the new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a great day. Monday. By the way, programming note, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday here. Best of on Thursday and Friday. They got somebody sitting in our best of. But anyway, they'll be gone for a few more days. All right. Let's jump gears and get away from what we were talking about. We have Kim Monte joins us, Executive Director, Cameron Parish Port Harbor and Terminal District. And it's an honor to have on. Kim, how you doing?
Oh, good morning, Moon. Doing great this Monday morning.
So I can call you Kim, not Kimberly, right?
Correct.
Okay. I won't get in trouble. Look, I've been in trouble once today. I don't need to get in trouble again. Anyway. All right.
We'll keep it casual, Kim.
Yeah, that's fine. Make me laugh. That's always good. All right. CP2, Calcasieu Pass 2, trying to get something approved. Tell us what's going on at the port right now.
Well, we're super excited. The federal energy regulators voted 2-1 last Thursday on a permit for what would be one of the largest natural gas export terminals along the U.S. coast. So CP2 in Cameron Parish, a planned project designed to ship 20 million metric tons of liquefied natural gas overseas annually. So this is great news for Venture Global, the project developer, and for Cameron Parish small businesses.
Well, is it great news, or is Biden stopping it?
Well, it's one step closer.
Okay.
So this was the Federal Energy Regulator Commission, FERC, that they first had to be approved. FERC gave a final environmental review, favorable final environmental review for the CP2 facility last July. And Venture Global has been waiting to get on FERC's docket for the final approval of this permit, which happened last Thursday. Now, as you alluded to, the Department of Energy, there is a permit needed to export this gas, which has been placed on hold by the Biden administration last January. In order for them to go forward with the project, they will need the DOE permit as well to export. But this is one step closer to getting there.
Yeah, you. How long have y'all been working on this?
The Calcasieu Pass terminal, the first one that Venture Global built here in Cameron, started commissioning last March. March of 22, actually. And then they've been working on this CP2 project for quite some time now. This has been the longest period of time that I'm aware of that FERC has taken to get a permit on the docket mm-hmm. after a favorable final environmental review. But we're elated that that has happened, and some small projects could get started as far as construction goes, but we are definitely waiting on DOE's pause to be lifted to go fully forward on this project.
Let me ask you a question, Kim. Is there any way to know if they would turn this down? And I mean, I'm saying that I want to. You guys, you ladies and gents have been working y'all fannies off to get all this stuff done. The company's been working their fannies off. The Biden administration just hadn't been friendly to anything outside of an electric vehicle, a golf cart, in other words. So, I mean.
Well, I think that is somewhat true just recently. They were very favorable on all of these projects. Until January.
Yeah.
And then January, kind of the whole story changed around, and they put everything on pause. What I don't think the Biden administration has fully taken into account is the effect this is having on a parish such as Cameron, whose small businesses are very reliant on the people traveling from this facility for work and from this facility to and from this facility as it's being constructed.
Mm-hmm.
As most of your listeners are probably aware, Cameron Parish has been the direct hit of four major hurricanes and been just devastated over the last, since 2005 now,
yep.
Almost 20 years. But it's a very particularly important time in the parish's recovery, and these small businesses were geared up, ready to go. Many had invested money to be ready for this construction and for the work that now has been put on pause until we're not sure when.
Yeah, God have mercy. I mean, just like you said, y'all in the area that's been beat up so bad by Mother Nature. This is a excellent opportunity for the company, for the state of Louisiana, and for our workers. And but this is what the Biden administration has been doing, Kim, and that's been the frustration. But they they like y'all feel like y'all head in the right direction. Y'all feel like it's close, and they could pull a rug again. And I hope that that doesn't happen, because this is something, like you said, with the disasters y'all been through. This is an awesome, awesome thing. Surely they won't do it again.
Small business is the lifeblood of any community and any parish. And with the devastation we're talking about, you know, it's just such a critical time for our people here. The port has been on a mission to, you know, get this word across to the Biden administration and the Trump administration for whichever way this election goes, because it's so critical to our Main Street businesses. And I think, you know, in a lot of the politics that have gone on, I'm not sure that the small businesses have been taken into account, and what, many of these billion-dollar industries can withstand months of, not that it's comfortable, but can withstand and live through a pause like this. But many of our small businesses in the recovery stage that they're in just may not make it because of this pause on DOE.
Yeah, I hope y'all get over the hump with this. This is so needed. And, you know, Kim Monte, my special guest. Kim, it's so needed in that area, and I think you made a great, great point. But let me ask a question. When you're dealing with the federal government on some of this stuff, do they even listen to stuff like that? I know that's your hope, they listen. Do they even listen to what's really going on?
I haven't seen that happen yet. I hope they're listening. That remains to be seen. To me, if they're listening, they're going to lift this pause and they're going to reach out to us. And I haven't seen that so far. We've made a big push for our small businesses that have invested a lot of them the last dollars they've had to gear up for what they thought would already be under construction and be bringing money into their businesses right now. I talk to them on a daily basis, and, you know, they want to invite our legislators. They want to invite the Biden administration. They want to invite them down to Cameron Parish. Come see what it's doing. Come take a look.
Yeah.
It's important. It's important to listen to the Main Street businesses.
Oh, it's no doubt about it. When you can get them to come really listen to what's going on, that is so strong.
We know that the U.S. Department of Energy estimates the energy industry employs nearly 150,000 Louisianians and over 8% of the state's population in this energy business. We're the third largest producer of natural gas, and we account for 9% of all production in the U.S. It's important. We're going through what some call an energy transition, but I feel like it's more of an energy addition. You know, at this point, we're not going to be able to make it without natural gas, liquefied natural gas. It's so important to our allies and our national security that we get these plants up and going and are able to provide for what, if we can't, they're going to replace with coal-burning sources, which are much less clean than natural gas. Our small...
Hey, let me do this, Kim. Let me do this. I'm going to take a quick break, and let me come back just a few more minutes with you. I got a couple more Q&As with you, and you're doing great. Appreciate it. Let me take a quick break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Our friends at Shoemaker Home have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Schumacher Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For a limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great day. Great to be with you. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Kim Monte, Executive Director for the Cameron Parish Port, Harbor, and Terminal District. Hey, Kim, real quick, y'all making so much progress on this. You know, you mentioned 150,000 people working in that industry. And I'm going to throw this at you, and you may can verify or not. And either way, I'm okay with it. But the number I got was that 38,000 people that work in our state in the oil and gas industry actually work out of the state. They live here, but they work out of state. Is that number verifiable? Is that a number you've heard?
I haven't heard that number, but it may be. I'm not sure, Moon.
I mean, what I'm saying is they work in and they live here and they pay taxes here. They don't want to move, and I'm thank God for them. But they actually go to Texas or wherever they go. They just don't get to work here because of everything that's going on over here. And that's the only reason I'm asking the question. It's not a pro-con or anything. I just thought, well, that's a lot of people leaving the state to work. And, you know, we're fighting suits and everything else, and that's why I asked the question.
It is. I know there is a lot of work going on across the state line in Texas that I'm sure if we don't get these projects underway, we'll be employing many of our people.
Yeah, and I'd rather them have them here, and I'm sure you would too. That's the only reason I'm saying it because, used to years ago, and I'm probably a little older than you, when Texas and oil and gas was booming, Louisiana was right there at the top. And what I mean by that is our businesses were working. We had a lot of businesses. People didn't have to go somewhere else to work. They could work here. And, I know a buddy of mine who used to, listen to this, he used to have a house here and a condo in Houston. Now he has a house in Houston and a condo over here because that's part of it, what he's got to do now.
That's what he's got to do to survive. Yeah, Cameron Parish has typically always been an energy parish. And what we've survived on, what our people know how to do, and they're just anxious to go back to work.
I mean, the next question, Cameron Parish and in that area, if y'all lost just a great number of people there because of the hurricanes and things of that nature?
We have, Moon. We are, prior to Hurricane Rita in 2005, our population was about 10,000. We are down now to right at 5,000. So we've lost half of our population. Mainly due to the storms and the insurance and the building restrictions of building 18 feet in the air in some places on the coast. And it's just made it difficult on people. And, you know, one storm was fine. Most of the 10,000 came back. I think there were 7,500 still in the parish after we recovered from Hurricane Rita. And then we were hit in 2008 with Ike and in 2020 with Laura and Delta. And it's just taken a real toll on the parish's population. But with that small population, we are still doing about two-thirds of the nation's LNG exports. You know, Qatar and Australia used to be the leaders, the countries that were the leaders. But if Cameron Parish was a country, even with our 5,000 people population, we're still outproducing Qatar and Australia on exports of LNG.
Yeah, I'm tickled to death what they're trying to do there. Just was a bad run, you know, just a bad run with hurricanes.
It has been. And we need to get this DOE permitted lifted. And, you know, it's just so important for our allies. Secretary of Energy Granholm stated just 3 days before the pause how important our exports were to our allies with all the supply chain problems with the Russians and Ukrainian war, and you know, Europe turned toward the U.S. for energy, and we were the supplier. We are the supplier.
Well, the fossil fuel energy, the fossil fuels that with all the energies that you talked about, all gas, natural gas, is what the good Lord gave us right out the ground, right out the Gulf, right out the ocean. It's what we intend to use. It's not hurting anything. It's just you're fighting so many things now, not just the hurricanes. And this is what the good Lord intended us to do. You can have cheap food and cheap food and cheap energy is how the world runs. And it's nothing better than what y'all doing.
We are blessed with these resources.
Huh?
We are blessed with these resources.
And we're able to help not only our own people, but everybody around the world. And I don't understand people that want to beat that down into the ground. I never will understand why we allow this. Ma'am?
That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help the people around the world, help ourselves and help our allies.
Yeah. And that's what the energy you're talking about can do. And we got our own government trying to stop it. And I hope you got – let me ask you a last question. So if things work out, when do you think you're going to get a ruling and a decision on this?
You know, we're begging for something sooner.
I know.
So our small businesses, but I just feel like either way, whatever the result is of the November election, the DOE pause will be lifted, because I truly think our government realizes how important it is to our national security, how important it is to our allies. I hope that it gets lifted before November, but I'm thinking that November at the very latest is when it'll happen.
Yeah, I think it's a sin and a shame to wait to November. God have mercy. It's like y'all, every time y'all are ready to grab it, they move it out the way and you can't grab hold of what you need.
Just a little bit further out of reach each time.
And look, that's frustrating. I don't care if it's about this or in your life. That is so frustrating to know you're so close on something that's great, and yet they won't let you move on it.
It is, you know, and I'm a big proponent for our small businesses, and I just hope for their sake it's lifted sooner rather than later.
Oh, no, I know. And every time it gets later, you feel like it's never going to happen. And, hey, listen, Kim, Kim Monte, can you tell us, if people want to know more about what you're talking about, is there any way to get in touch with you or go to a website and look at it?
Sure. Our website is easy to find, CameronParishPort.com. There is a contact us on there. We do look at that daily and get back in touch with people, but there's a lot of information. A lot of our videos and promotional items on this subject are on our website. We also have a Facebook page, Cameron Parish Port. Reach out to us.
All right, Ms. Kim. God bless you, Sugar, and I hope you got great. When you get the great news, I hope soon, let us know. We want to celebrate with you.
Thank you, Moon. I'd love that.
No, I would. I would love to hear the great news, and I want it before November, but we'll take it when we can get it. God bless. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Moon.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate it.
All right, yes, ma'am. All right, got to take a break. More to come. Moon Graffon Show. Don't go anywhere. Another hour to go. The rest of you people leaving. God bless. Have an awesome day.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.